What are you doing? Are you snacking again? It's 1 a.m.
It's not me. It's my FPO gene.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
At Self Decode, we always say that understanding your genes helps empower you to take control of your health. This is not what we mean. But today, we're diving deep into the real story behind the FTO gene and how it actually affects your health and weight, and why a great protagonist of the story was eating Doritos at 1 a.m. FTO is one of the best-studied genes when it comes to body weight and obesity, hence the name, Fat Mass and Obesity-Associated Gene. It's the first discovered genetic link to obesity and continues to be the gene with the largest known effect on body weight to this day. This gene is like an orchestra conductor for all other weight-associated genes and pathways in our body. It influences appetite, emotional aspects of eating, and your fat metabolism and energy expenditure. So let's start with the emotional aspects of eating, and these will be represented by beautiful strings. Just as the strings can tug at our heartstrings with their melodies of sadness and joy and melancholy, all these beautiful emotions, well, emotional eating plays on our feelings, sometimes making us reach for comfort food when we're not even hungry, like our midnight snacking protagonist. Research reveals that variants of the FTO gene can influence the brain's reward pathways, which are intimately connected with our emotions and how we experience pleasure from eating. When we indulge in foods high in sugar or fat, our brain releases dopamine, the feel-good neurotransmitter. Individuals with certain variants of the FTO gene may experience a stronger activation of these reward pathways when they eat, which leads to a heightened sense of pleasure. It's like the string section playing a particularly moving piece, compelling you to feel more deeply. This heightened sense reward response can lead to a cycle of emotional eating. In moments of stress, sadness, or even boredom, the brain seeks the comfort of that dopamine rush, and if your FTO gene makes that rush more intense, then you're more likely to reach for that pint of ice cream or that bag of chips to find solace. That was beautiful. Give me a sec. Okay, next, we've got appetite, the trumpets and trombones that command our attention with their powerful and bold sound. In the symphony of our genetics, the brass section represents our appetite, and the hormone ghrelin is the lead trumpet, setting the tempo for hunger cues. Ghrelin, often called the hunger hormone, is produced in the stomach and signals to the brain that it's time to eat. So your ghrelin levels rise when you need to eat and you get hungry, and generally after you eat and you get full, they decrease. But certain variants of the FTO gene can lead to higher levels of ghrelin even after eating. This means that you might feel hungrier more often, and then the feeling of fullness might take longer to arrive if it actually fully does at all. Think of the last time you got hungry. Only thing you were thinking about was food. This is appetite, and it's the commanding brass of the orchestra. I think I'm hungry. Finally, we get to the percussions, with its drums and cymbals. Imagine the percussive beats symbolizing our metabolic processes, a series of precise, intricate rhythms that dictate how efficiently we convert food into energy. The FTO gene, particularly the A allele of the RS9939609 SNP, acts like a drummer who subtly alters the rhythm, which affects the body's insulin resistance and blood sugar levels. This genetic variation can lead to higher insulin resistance, a condition where the body's cells become less responsive to insulin, which leads to elevated blood sugar levels. And there you have it, the grand symphony of the FTO gene. From the emotional strings of eating to the commanding brass of appetite down to the rhythmic percussions of metabolism. Each plays a part in the complex concert of our genetics, influencing how we interact with food and ultimately our weight and health. And the FTO gene is that conductor, making sure that everything sounds beautiful together. Unless you carry the negative variant, then you have a pretty bad conductor. But just because you have the negative variant of the FTO gene, it doesn't mean that you're destined to have an unhealthy weight. In fact, by knowing that you have the negative variant, you can take matters into your own hands and start taking action, changes that'll help you become healthy. If you want to make it even easier, South Dakota analyzes your FTO gene, as well as hundreds of thousands of other genes, and gives you personalized diet, lifestyle, and supplement recommendations to counteract the negative effects of the FTO gene, which makes it much easier for you to take that action. I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets, and if you're interested in diving into more detail about other important genes, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasting.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.